welcome to IT Time, TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Martin, a senior technical evangelist here at Microsoft in the greater Southeast District in my studio, bringing on four great people. It's actually the fourth year of bringing on folks from the PaaS group coming up to talk about PaaS Summit in Seattle, Washington, and that's November 4th through the 7th. You can register by going to www.paasssummit.com. So we've got Thomas LaRocque. How you doing, Thomas?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Blaine?
Fantastic. Welcome to IT Time. And yeah, you're the president. Congratulations at PaaS and consultant at SolarWinds. I'm assuming you're probably calling in from the Delta Sky Lounge.
No? No, not the Delta Sky Lounge. I'm not a consultant for SolarWinds. I'm an employee for them. My official title, Head Geek.
Nice. So we got the Head Geek here. So welcome once again, Laura Wabilke. How you doing?
Welcome back. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Microsoft Technical Solutions Specialist in Minneapolis, Jennifer Moser. We all know Jennifer. How you doing?
Hi.
Microsoft Senior Product Marketing Manager. And then we have a newbie to the program, Anne Backrack. How you doing, Anne?
Hey, great.
Also joining Jennifer as a Microsoft Senior Product Marketing Manager. So, we'll talk about PaaS Summit 2014. It's going to be a great lineup of sessions, speakers, vendors, and sponsors. But what I thought I'd do is just open it up for the first question. Now I'll pick Jennifer. So let's talk about, what is the PaaS Summit? Who is it for? And why should everybody attend?
So PaaS Summit is an annual conference that the PaaS organization puts on every year. And it is the largest SQL Server and business intelligence event in the world, bar none. And we're excited to have it back in Seattle at the Washington State Convention Center. It's November 4th through November 7th, and it's going to be a fantastic event this year. We'll have hundreds of sessions from our community speakers, from Microsoft speakers. Lots of great expertise is going to be in this convention center, and the only place where you can get this level of knowledge, this breadth and depth of knowledge about databases, about business intelligence, and about some really awesome new technologies coming up. So you got to go.
Yeah, I saw the lineup of sessions and speakers. It looks fantastic. So Laura, I got a question for you. I mean, what are you looking forward to as you get in there and check out PaaS Summit? It's kind of overwhelming. It's a lot of excitement, a lot of busyness, a lot of people, hooking up as far as the reunion, right? Like the community. But what do you look forward to at the PaaS Summit coming up this year?
Well, every year I look forward to the clinic. The SQL clinic is again, backed by popular demand. It's going to be open for business. And this is a place where anybody can come in. They can bring their questions. They may be running into a problem that they've encountered in their production systems or in their dev test systems, or they're trying to, try out some of the new technologies, and they need to talk to the depth experts. These might be the people that have designed it. They might be people from the customer support who have the deepest knowledge of the internals of all of these products. And you can bring their questions to them, and they can help you solve what ails you. You can also think about joining the clinic to talk about architecture. You might be designing some new systems, thinking about how you can bring in some of the new cool stuff, the in-memory, for example, bring in Hackathon, bring in clustered column store, figure out how to take advantage of these technologies. And you can talk with depth experts on how to integrate that with existing designs. So I always love the clinic. I spend some time there myself so that I can talk with people as they're using the different parts of the product and bringing it together with other application needs. So that's one of my favorite places to hang. Also, there's a whole slew of pre-cons this year. There's, is it 17 different pre-cons?
17 that I saw, but I know there's one more coming.
Is there one more coming? Oh, my gosh.
One more coming.
a huge number of pre-cons, and these are across the whole product line. So you can spend time on some of the depth internals. Kaylin Delaney is going to be doing a pre-con about in-memory, so you can get deep internal understanding of in-memory. We've got depth experts on troubleshooting and monitoring and maintaining your systems. You've got application development and design, all the way through business intelligence with analysis services and Power BI, lots of good Power BI content out there. So if you're interested in getting a full day or even two full days of depth understanding of some of these new capabilities, you should sign up for the pre-cons and make a full week out of the summit.
Yeah.
One other final thing, I just want to make sure people are aware that we've got on-site Microsoft certifications again this year. Again, we do this every year, and this is a huge hit every single year because you get 50% off. Is that right, Jennifer?
50%? I think, yeah, there's a discount on the exams. There are free practice tests, which are normally not free.
Right.
And they have free sort of exam crams as well.
So, I saw that there's like a study hall that you can go prep for the exams with other people. Mm-hmm. And you can do this all walk-in. So you don't have to register for everything in advance. But, you know, registering in advance always helps too.
And so the other thing to remember about the certifications is even though PASS Summit is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the certification clinic certification is open on Monday and Tuesday. So you can go early and get your exams done.
Another good reason to make a week out of it. So,
Diane,
attend all those sessions, right? And the ones that are of interest and what you're going for certs on, and then you know go through the sessions and do those breakouts, and then go take the test. So that's excellent. That's excellent. So I want to talk to Perez. So Thomas, how we doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. So you know we kind of opened up last year. That was a lot of fun, and you know we talked about PASS Summit. But you know what makes PASS Summit different from other professional and technical events? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, that's a great question. So what makes PASS different? I would just have to tell you it's the people. The people up the SQL community are what differentiates us from any other event out there. It's really more of a family feel. We even talk about this SQL family that we have. We have our ups and downs. We're there for each other. We share each other's life moments. It's really this thing where, especially as you work as a data professional, a lot of times you kind of work alone. And the PASS Summit and the other events we have throughout the year, SQL Studies, it just gives you a chance to get together with somebody that you know is just like you. Rob Colley put it in a session he had at the BA conference earlier this year. He talked about people like us having a data gene. We share this common data gene, and it's what binds us all together. And I think it was a wonderful way of summarizing it. And that's what you're going to find at the summit, a bunch of people that share this common gene, a love of data, administering it, consuming it, distributing it, and that's what we do. And that's what brought me back. This is going to be my 11th straight summit. I started in 2004 in Orlando. I've been at every one since, and I'll keep going as long as we keep having them.
That's Orlando was a memorable one, too.
Yeah. Why?
One of the hurricanes?
Oh, 2004, you're right. I showed up, devastation everywhere. Unrelated to me being there, I think.
Of course.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Thomas. I know it is the people. It feels like a kind of where everybody gets together, a family reunion. I talked to some folks last year. They're like, it's my one time a year that I can go get deep dive and also see the people that I see virtually, right, and get to see them face-to-face. So that's excellent. So let's talk to the newbie. How you doing, Ann?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, Ann.
Yes. Hi, Ann. So even though Ann is, like, new to the PASS team here, she's working on some heavy-duty stuff. So I understand, you know, Microsoft just released a CTP for machine learning.
That's right.
So could you share, you know, what that is, what attendees should expect at PASS Summit?
Absolutely. I love the idea of the data gene. I think that's really, really cool because, you know, that's what we're trying to always do at Microsoft is really support the folks that have that data gene and, you know, what more that we can do with it. And when we think about the launch of the preview of Azure Machine Learning, then that's just more enablement of, you know, what else can you do and do it in the cloud with, you know, predictive analytics solutions. And so we're seeing a lot of momentum and excitement already with folks doing things like smart buildings. We've got Carnegie Mellon literally making their college campus building smarter with Azure Machine Learning. We've got a ton of, you know, marketing optimization stuff going on. That's one of the most popular uses for predictive analytics today. And so it's making the kind of the idea of big data of all of the, you know, Twitter feeds and social media and everything, and like how as a company do you actually consume that and make great decisions you know, from it. And so we're enabling that. And then Pier One, we got a great retail solution with them where they're then predicting what their customers will buy next and then, you know, putting that in front of them. And so what I would, encourage everybody to do is to actually just go out on Azure.com WhackML and take advantage of a free trial and kick the tires on it and then come to PASS Summit and learn more about it and give us your, you know, honest feedback and let us know what you think, you know, as we're making this journey. Then certainly the PASS audience, we're very interested in what you all think about it.
Yeah, you seem pretty pumped. I love your energy. You know, it's great. So welcome.
I think it's really neat. I think it's the cherry on top for our big data story. Mm-hmm. And this audience, you know, has been with us for the long haul, like, you know, the data gene folks. And so, you know, we want to keep bringing really interesting things to the table for them to experiment with.
Well, thanks for sharing all that with TechNet Radio. So, Thomas, let's kind of wrap things up here. What's the call to action today? And, you know, what should folks take away from our chat today here on IT Time Tech Radio?
Okay. I can think of a few things. One, we talked about at the top, go to PASSSummit.com. Check out the lineup of speakers. We told you that they're great. Go check it out for yourself. They are great. They're the best. You will not find any other event like ours with this lineup of speakers. You simply won't. Another event, and if you check out the speakers, if perhaps you're still not convinced, you can check out a preview of our content at the 24 Hours of PASS event. That's an event where we put together back-to-back 24 episodes. There's no Kiefer Sutherland, nobody dies, anything like that. But it is 24 Hours of PASS. Jen, you look shocked.
I was shocked.
We haven't lost anybody yet, have we?
I was not prepared for the Kiefer Sutherland comment.
Well,
thank you. Jack Bauer. Right.
So 24 Hours of PASS, it's a preview of the summit. We invite some of our speakers to come and share what they're going to be talking about at summits. So if you like a preview, you get that. And the last one will be register now. Often early would be the way to do it, right? Like voting in Chicago. So register, because on September 27th, there is a price. So I would encourage you to get in now before the next price bump.
Hey, Jennifer, when he was talking about speakers, have we announced the Microsoft speakers yet?
No, not yet. We're working on it. We're developing an awesome lineup this year of Microsoft speakers.
Who do we have in mind?
Well, I know for sure there are some folks that literally pack the rooms, like Bob Ward. He and his CSS team will be there. I think, is it Perfmon that they usually
great,
do performance?
They do some great stuff. I mean, That's usually level 400, super deep, really awesome content. Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely get there early. We have had situations. We'll make sure we put them in a big room so we can get lots of folks in there. As for the other speakers, I can't really commit to who's going to be there, but I might be thinking that one of our old friends, Mr. Buck Woody, might make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey. So, you know, other than that, I'm not going to commit, but I'm going to say it's got a good lineup.
Okay.
Definitely, like Thomas said, check out 24 Hours of PASS. Thomas, what's the date for that?
That's a great question. And the answer is it is on September 9th. Of this year. So check it out. If you're not doing anything on the 9th right now, just book the whole day, 24 hours, set it aside, sit and watch. Hey, I've done all 24 hours before, more than once.
Yeah, so
there's a great lineup too. There's a great lineup on 24 hours this time.
Yeah.
Well, every time. But
every time. Yep. Make sure you've got plenty of snacks, things to drink, caffeine. Make sure you're on Twitter. We might have some fun things happening alongside on Twitter.
I'd like to see Thomas stay up all 24 hours again. Been a while since you've done that.
And then come back on the radio show.
It's going to happen this time.
Maybe we need a 24 hours of pass espresso machine.
Yes.
Good idea. Well, hey, you guys ready to wrap things up?
Yes, sir.
Any final words from Thomas?
See you at the summit.
Sounds
good.
This
is going to be big.
It is. It's going to be exciting. You know,
epic.
Once again, we have four
of
the heavy here. We had Thomas, Laura, Jennifer, and Anne joining us today on IT Time Tech Net Radio talking about PASS Summit, and that's November 4th through 7th, and that's in Seattle, Washington. That, I want to thank you all. This is the fourth annual PASS group coming on IT Time Tech Net Radio. Congratulations. And with that, it's a wrap.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you. Bye.